Aleichem, everyone, as we prepare for Shabbos Parshas Shalach. Of course, Shabbos Parshas Shalach is primarily about the Maisa HaMeraglim, the Maisa which caused Klal Yisrael to remain in the Midbar for 40 years. And one of the most difficult questions is how 10 people who were Anoshim, Rosh Yisrael, could suddenly become such Rishoim. And I'd like to share with you a Ramban followed by a Stipler, which taken together give us a fantastic insight into what has taken place. The Ramban says that the site of the Chet of the Meraglim was the following. They were sent into Eretz Yisrael to spy enough to see how Klal Yisrael should conquer Eretz Yisrael, how they should do it, b'derech hateva. Since the battle, for the most part, for the conquest of Eretz Yisrael would be b'derech hateva in a natural way, therefore it would be normal for Meraglim to go in and see how it should be done. So their job was a question of how. So the Ramban, instead of trying to answer how, they went and answered if they should go in. They switched from an understanding of the question being how to go in to a question of if they should go in. And that shina from how to if was the root of their problem. So even when they were good people, when they understood the job is a question of if they should go in, that was the first step that led them to a disaster, to the disaster of the Chet HaMeraglim. The Stipler in Birchas Peretz alludes to this shot, although he doesn't quote the Ramban. And he adds a nekuda. He points out that there seems to be a stira in Rashi. Rashi first says, Anoshim, Ba'isei Shok Sheirim Hayu. Rashi says that when they left, they were Sheirim, they were good people. On the other hand, Rashi also says later, Tushem Shebi Asan Be'etzara, Kachitzi Asan Be'etzara. Rashi says they went out Be'etzara with a bad plan, as if to say they were Rishon when they left. Now that is a contradiction between the two Rashis. And the Stipler explains beautifully. Again, the insight is, what are you going to investigate? Are you going to see how to enter Eretz Yisrael? Are you going to see if to enter Eretz Yisrael? Before they were appointed, they were Ksherim. The moment that they were appointed, a certain gaiva came upon them. Agasus haruach, haughtiness. And that haughtiness caused them to decide that they were going to be the experts, they were going to be the bekiim, they were going to be the generals, so to speak, who were going to decide if this conquest was feasible. That change from trying to investigate how to end Eretz Yisrael, which is the job of ksheirim, of good people, to the decision to decide if to enter Eretz Yisrael, that change made them yitziosam be'etzarah. They went out with a bad etzah. It doesn't mean that at that moment they were ready to destroy Klal Yisrael with their bad plans. But it means that the root of the problem, their image of themselves as the experts of Klal Yisrael, the deciders, that image was yitziosam be'etzarah with a bad etzah. And we can all understand that shinoi, that ishtanos, that change taking place rather quickly. The change from the how should we enter Eretz Yisrael to if we should enter Eretz Yisrael. And that changed the jobs in Montgomery totally. And therefore, they ended up causing something terrible to happen. In Sefer Yeshua Perek Beis, which is where we're up to in learning on Matzah Shabbos and the Navi Shir, we will see that Yeshua too sends Meraglim, and everyone wonders, after the debacle that takes place in Parshas Shlach, how does Yeshua make the same mistake and send Meraglim? So Sefer, in the beginning of the Parsha, explains that the idea of sending Meraglim is not a bad idea if they're going to see how to conquer. The idea of sending Meraglim was a bad idea because they decided to go and decide if to conquer. Yeshua made the point that it's not a bad idea. Moshe Rabbeinu's idea was not a bad idea. It was the people, the Meraglim, changing from a how decision to a if decision that caused the problem. I think it's fair to say that in life in general it's this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts many challenges in front of us. And our question is how to navigate the matzah of the situation into which HaKadosh Baruch Hu places us. Very often our mentality is a if mentality. Well, perhaps perhaps not if we don't have the decision to make, which Nisyonos will come before us, but the if-only type of an idea, the mentality that this shouldn't be happening when something difficult happens, that mentality pushes people down. The idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nechem Mitzadei Gover sets a person's footsteps, and whatever challenge comes before you in your life, as unpleasant as it may seem, is something that's put in front of you by the big Nechem Mitzadei Gover, by God, then the question is only how to navigate, how to deal with the situation. When a person focuses on how, he can deal with situations well. So this is a lesson from the Parshas HaMeraglim. Let me turn now to another part of the parasha, which is often overlooked. Because Parshas Shlach is identified so much with Parshas HaMeraglim, there's a mitzvah in the parasha, the mitzvah separating challah from dough, which is often neglected, not seen, and not even remembered as a part of Parshas Shlach. So today, I'd like to talk a little about the mitzvah of Hafrashas Challah. In Yeridei HaSimur Shin Chav Gimel, we find a halacha in Hafrashas Challah, which is of great use to Rabbanim. Very often, someone calls a Rav with the following shaila. The person asks, my wife separated challah. Or the woman calls and says, I separated challah. And I'm making my challahs. And now I don't see the challah dough. It must have become mixed back into the dough. And it's in one of my challahs. I can identify which is the challah that was separated and made holy and is also to eat. I can't distinguish that from the rest of the challah. What do I do? So in Simon Shechav Gimel, we find that the din of Ataras Nadarim, which allows a person to be Matir Neder, to take a vow which was made or a promise which was made, and to cause it to become abrogated, to become dissolved, that applies also to Kedusha, to setting Kedusha with words, to establishing Kedusha through words. Those words also can become nullified by Ataras Nadarim, and that's what we do. It's happened that a woman has called here in Yeshiva with a shayla. I've taken two others with me from the Yeshiva, driven down to our home, and done Hataras Nadarim. Today I'd like to deal with some of the Gishmak HaKashis that are dealt with in this shayla of being Matir Neder Vafrash Shalom. The Chassam Sefer in Yeridei HaSeif Simish Shinchav is a great kash. How can I go and be Matir Neder? A woman separated challah, and now, because the challah became mixed into the rest of the dough, which would make all the challahs prohibited, they would all have to be thrown out. So I'm going and being Matir Neder. When I'm Matir Neder, I'm causing retroactively that the challah was never challah, because all Hataras Nadarim works in a retroactive way. If so, it turns out that the bracha she made when she separated challah, Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvayso v'tzivonu l'hafrish challah, or some say l'hafrish challah mina isa, that bracha which was made initially now becomes a bracha l'vatala, because it turns out that she didn't separate challah. Retroactively, she's nullifying the separation of challah. And then the bracha is a bracha l'vatala. You can't nullify a bracha. And the Chassam Sefer therefore asks, that how could you be Matir Neder and separate a challah? Why aren't you causing the bracha to be a bracha levatala, which is a worse aveira than just throwing out all the challahs? And for that, the Chassam Sefer says, a lumdisha teretz, a beautiful teretz. Chassam Sefer says it is not a bracha levatala. Why? Listen to this teretz. The language of the bracha is, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvayso v'tzivanu l'hafrish challah. Kadosh Baruch Hu has commanded us with his mitzvahs and commanded us to separate challah. That bracha, some Sefer Taishas, is a mitzvah to separate challah according to the rules of the Torah. In other words, when I make a dough, I have a mitzvah to separate some dough and cause that to become challah, which is subject to the mitzvah satira. Since the mitzvah satira themselves includes an ability to be Matir Neder, so my bracha is not a bracha levatala. Because what did I do? I said, this is challah, subject to all the rules of Dinei Challah. That is what happened. Even when I nullified that first of challah, it's not a bracha levatala. Because it turns out that what I did with the bracha was Mekuyim. When I made the bracha, I said, I'm making this challah subject to Hilchos Yerideya. And it is subject to Hilchos Yerideya, which allows Hataras Nadarim. So it turns out, says the Chassam Sefer, that it is not a bracha levatal. This is the Chassam Sefer's geshmaki answer to this question. I should add for those who learn Yoreday, Hel Mesechtas Nedarim, there's a Chidush Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Shkab says that Ataras Nedarim was only Muslim Afreya, but what he calls Mekana Lahabolim Afreya, he has a lumbish twist that says Hafrashas Chala is only retroactive for things that are important from now and the future. But it's not retroactive for things that were retroactive that took place in the past. He has this type of here splitting chilek in Afrashas Chala Lema'in, rather in Ataras Nadar Lema'freya. According to Shimon, the Sefer's kasha would be answered. It's not a bracha levatal. At the time, it truly was chala. It's only later that it becomes ois chala Lema'freya. Anyway, this is kasha number one, the Gishmaka Chassam Sefer. Kasha number two on the issue of being Matir Neder. The Taz, also in Simi Shulchav Gimel, has a long Taz. And he has a great kasha. He says, if it's true that you could be Matir Neder on things to which you give Kedusha, presumably that includes not only Challah and Truma, but Karbonos as well, or making oneself a Nazir. If you could be Matir Neder based on events which take place later, in fact, the Taz, you would never have a nausea who would become Tamei and would get Malkus and would become Tamei and have to bring a carbon. If he becomes Tamei, let him be Matir Neder based on the fact that if he had known he would become Tamei, he would have never made a Neder. Or if you have a nausea who drinks wine, now he's going to get Malkus. He should never get Malkus. Let him be Matir Neder and say, had I known I would drink wine, I would have never done it in the first place. Or how could you have given Einish of Shkutei Chutz, the carbon which is shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash? If it is shechted outside the Beis HaMikdash, that would be a legitimate reason to be Matir Neder. Had I known that it would be shechted by Chutz, I would have never made it a carbon. So here's the Taz. How could that be? The Taz says, must be that you can't be Matir Neder based on future events, which is called the Noilad, a new event. You can't be Matir Neder based on future events. And if so, the same thing should apply to Hafrashas Chala. How can you be Matir Neder based on the facts that take place later? A Gevaldig Akasha. The Aruch HaShulchan actually says, Yerachinami, you could fix all those things if you want. There's only an Einish if you don't. Difficult, difficult Teretz. I saw Teretz in the Tshuvas Yaitis. Rabbi Yaakov Emden Chelek Beis, Tshuva Tzadik Ches, says a great Teretz in the Tassus Kasha. He says the idea of Pleskin Denoilad, of allowing someone to be Matir Neder based on a future event, is only on a future event which is Shviach, which happens often. If it happens often, then you can say, had you contemplated it at the time, would you have been Matir Neder? On a davar d'loy Shviach, then a person can't be Matir Neder. Certainly it's not Shviach for a Nazir to drink wine in a circumstance where he would get Malkus, where he's warned. And therefore, it's Loy Shviach. He can't be Matir Neder based on that. To shech the carbon b'chutz, not Shviach. Now as far as women mix challah back into the dough, you may argue it's not Shviach, but I think Rabbanu will tell you it happens. It happens quite often. And therefore, that's Shviach enough to be Matir Neder. Now she'en kein, the other difficulty, the difficulties of Shkutei Chutz and the rest, which are not Shviach, and there it doesn't help. So this is Yaakov Emden's Teretz, some Seifers, rather the Taz's Kasha, the Gevaldik Kasha. We have time for two Kashas. Some Seifers Kasha and his beautiful Teretz, the Taz's Gevaldik Kasha and Rabbi Yaakov Emden's Teretz on the Dinim of Hafrashas Chala. Regarding this week's Parsha, I had two difficulties. I'd like to share each of them with you. The first difficulty is really a Kasha I had on Parshas Bahalayfra. The last week, Thursday, was Shavuos, and I didn't have the opportunity to share the question, so I'll ask it now. It's actually connected to Shalach as well. In Parshas Bahalayfra, in Perek Tes, we find instructions. The Torah gives instructions for what to do when when you're in the midbar and the Anan is raised. And the Torah says, when the Anan moves, you move and follow the Anan. And the Pasuk says, sometimes the Anan led Klal Yisrael in the midbar and stopped for just a day. And they came for a day, and they left the next day. Or Yemayim, sometimes 2 days. Or Chodesh, or a month. Or Yamim, or a year. However long the Anan stopped, Klal Yisrael is given instructions. You follow that Anan. When it travels, you travel. When it stops, you stop. Al pi Hashem Yachanu, al pi Hashem Yiso. I don't understand. We are told that had it not been for the Chet HaMeraglim, for the sin of the Meraglim, then Klal Yisrael would have entered Eretz Yisrael miyad. Rashi says Derech Shloshes Yamim was about 3 days away. It was only after the Chet HaMeraglim that Klal Yisrael stayed in the Midbar and had so many Masais. So what is going on here in the Pasuk? B'yam Hakim Es HaMishkan. It's a pasuk that starts with the fact that it was the day the Mishkan was completed. And then Kisa Ha'anan. And it goes on to give you instructions. Why were they giving instructions? B'yam Hakim Es HaMishkan. It was before the Chet HaMeraglim. And therefore, there should have been no possibility of Ayyamayim, Ayyadesh, Ayyamim, that the Anan would stop in any one place for a year. Farach Iyan Gavu. There's a second kasha which I had a precious Shalach. When Moshe Rabbeinu commanded them to enter Eretz Yisrael, he gave them one mitzvah. This chazak tem v'lakachtem mepri haaretz, to take from the fruits of the land. As you know, the Meraglim took the fruits, and Kalev and Yeshua refused to participate. I don't understand. They were given a tzavah, a mitzvah, to bring back fruits. They didn't have to do it together with the Meraglim. They should have taken some fruits and brought it back. This kasha too is a tzarach ion. And with that, my time for today is up. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbos and Yisra Hashem great success in answering the difficulties that I've presented to you. Have a good Shabbos.